So this story, this article or blog post is titled Voyager Craft Heading into Interstellar Space. So what is that? I mean, this is something my son was interested in, and it's I think this is something that it's still a very big story for humans, even though this has been a story that's been, in the works for, wow, almost just over 40 years now, almost going on almost 50 years. So the Voyager probes, there were two of them, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. They were launched in the late 1970s and sent towards our outer planets. So sent towards Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, I suppose Pluto. I mean, we used to think of Pluto as a planet, even though now it's classified as a dwarf planet. But they were sent out to these outer planets to take a look at them. And so they've been traveling through the solar system for 40 years or so. I mean, it just gives you an idea of just how big the solar system really is. And they've sent us so much imagery of the planets of Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus. A lot of the images that we have of these outer planets is really due to the work done by the Voyager teams and just these little probes that have been slowly moving out through the solar system. Now, what's interesting about them is that the Voyager spacecraft have actually just left our solar system. They have moved past the outer belt, the outer asteroid belt, and moved into what's called interstellar space, which is the space in between stars. And they're going to probably keep on going until they either collide with something out there, or well, they're just going to keep going, I suppose, until they encounter something that changes their trajectory. It might be a capture from another star or another body. They might move into some kind of other direction, and hopefully, we're going to keep receiving signals from them for a long time still. But just remember, space is really, really big, and the further away they go, the longer it'll take to get signals from them. But I think the Voyager spacecraft are going to keep on sending us really interesting stuff for a long time. So what I've included in this post is a playlist from NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs, which is the body that was responsible for creating these probes and sending them out and keeping them running. So there's a fantastic YouTube playlist with a lot of information about the Voyager spacecraft, and there's also some great information on the JPL website, which you should definitely take a look at. Kids, get your parents to help you out. If you need some help, you'll see the links just above the video. The first link says great resources about the Voyager craft, and that is a link to the Voyager page on the JPL website. And the second link is a link to the YouTube playlist, and you can also watch the videos in the playlist from the video in the post itself. So definitely check that out if you're, especially if you're interested in space travel. And I mean, this is the Voyager spacecraft are really like the big a big part of humanity's travel out to the stars.